Blog Talk Radio.
The motherfucking saga continues.
Yo, yo, what's up, world? It's Badass Thuggin' like I usually do. And you better turn it up, bust some speakers out, cause we off the motherfucking cuff. You dig how we do it? Dog Pound Gangsters 2000 and beyond. Blech.
What's up with it, y'all? Man, don't change that down. This your player partner, the legendary Cocaine. And you tuned in live to Off the Cuff Radio. Better not touch that down. Wait.
Yeah, this is Cassidy, the hustler. And right now, you listening to the Guillotine. Show them the respect they deserve, man. Off the Cut Radio, man. Y'all already know how they doing it, man. I need y'all to stay tuned. They've been doing it for years. So show them the respect they deserve. And you heard it out of bars, mom. Easy.
Keep it moving like this. Yo, this your boy Rampage. You're not rocking with the best. With Off the Cut Radio. Classic. History. Fix your face to all you haters. We off the cuff, baby.
What's up, everybody? This your girl, Bonnie Dollars, the queen of trap, representing Crenshaw, and you are now tuned in with Off the Cuff Radio. What's up?
What's up, y'all? This is Miss Irresistible, giving a shout-out to the live show on Friday nights, Off the Cuff Radio, and I'm live from the 704. Make sure y'all tune in for the blazing hot music.
What it ain't, what it do. Chilly Chill from that original Lynch Mob. Off the Cuff Radio, always where it's at on Friday night. West West, y'all.
I rap like no one out there can fuck with me. I rap like no one out there can fuck with me. I rap like no one out there can fuck with me. I rap like no one out there can fuck with me.
Highly honorable. Technique is monitored through my chronicles. Process of illumination, my light shines phenomenal. Melodically catch a body, wordplay displayed logically. The blind still sees my vision like a Baba Vanga prophet. On top like an apostrophe, that's my A game, get yours. Whether you want the bag or you seek fame, ayo. Life moves quick, your best catch the freeze frame. Don't ingest the poison spoken by these lames. Yo, we out here regardless, instrumentals go sparkless. Thus become liquid swords tearing through your cartilage. Rhymes shoot out through a never-ending cartridge. Alone on these rappers that are complete garbage. The H like a beat wrecker flow. Hot pepper now, here comes the hot stepper. Stepping on your block, shepherd of the flock. Stepping up the top with the mic checker. 631 rapper, can't touch up my theme leopard.
I rap like no one out there can fuck with me. I rap like no one out there can fuck with me.
Wait a minute, now a minute, it's my turn. I'm livid, drinking past my limit, but it's back to renting, back to shitting on rappers that think they're really winning. When it turn, they ain't bringing the skill like me, and it's only my beginning. Bars are heavier than Arnold when he was lifting, was never gifted, had to work hard for everything in my existence. Never needed a pussy's assistance, just to go the distance. Always was persistent, even when my friends remained so distant. Reppin' the 630 first, time to spit a dirty verse, but how I'm the illest and sickest kid to murder verse. Then revive it and kill it again, for a 30 verse come with the proper cadence and tone, so you know it surely works. Okay. Now whenever I grab mics, I'm destined to snatch life. It'll be a bad night for you if you don't start to act right. Yeah. Your spirit's glass like you break easy from a cat fight. From words that never sat right, I can't stress it enough when I say I rap
like no one out there can fuck with me. I rap like no one out there can
fuck with me. It's like I'm celibate, rapping for the hell of it. I pound the beat, that's about a buck 50. Noobs are delicate, there may be to my definite, the delegate. For ripping elements, eloquent, verses getting passed down in last will and testaments. Rhyme tunes getting turned to heirlooms, I spit truths. Rappers full of crap like spare rooms, bunch of orders. I'm crossing bare lines of borders, rhyme marauders, bring the slaughter type of authors. I'm out for change like a pocket full of quarters, but my aim's out of range like my people at the caucus. So we strain to maintain, some rely on what they taught us. You must learn to escape from same porpoise. The task can seem enormous, so we break it in chunks to make it seem sweeter. Still, we take it out.
I rap like no one out there can fuck with me. I rap like no one out there can fuck with me.
And I'm different from anybody spitting shit. You see me in the distance, then you better get to sprinting. You got a lot of balls, who the fuck do you be kidding? You a pussy, finna call 12 and give a fucking written testimony, stitch ass punk bitch. I'm never phony, aiming for the stars, but don't think I'm gon' forget my homies. I'm riding shoddy cause I'm too damn faded. I'm so numb, I can't help it, I'm just too damn jaded. Burning lots of piffs, these novices is nothing. They ain't got the grit to drop some shit, they front and say something. All of your shots I stay ducking. If you think that you can fuck with the god, you straight bugging. This practice, bitch, the facts is this. I'm putting pretty actresses down on mattresses. Get back to this shit where the raps is lit. If the track is sick, I attack the shit.
I rap like no one out there. I rap like no one out there can fuck with me. I rap like no one out there can fuck with me. I rap like no one out there can fuck with me. I rap like no one out there can fuck with me.
Holly honorable. Technique is monitored through my chronicles. Process of illumination, my light shines phenomenal. Melodically catch a body, wordplay displayed logically. The blind still sees my vision like a Baba Vanga prophet. On top like an apostrophe, that's my A-game, get yours. Whether you want the bag or you seek fame, ayo. Life moves quick, your best catch the freeze frame. Don't ingest the poison spoken by these lame. Yo, we out here regardless, instrumentals go sparkless. Thus become liquid swords tearing through your cartilage. Rhymes shoot out through a never-ending cartridge. Alone are these rappers that are complete garbage. The H like a beat wrecker flow, hot pepper now. Here comes the hot stepper, stepping on your block, shepherd of the flock, stepping up the top with the mic checker. 631 rapper, can't touch up my theme leper.
I rap like no one out there can fuck with me. I rap like no one out there can fuck with me.
Wait a minute, now a minute, it's my turn. I'm livid, drinking past my limit, but it's back to renting, back to shitting on rappers that think they're really winning. When it turn, they ain't bringing the skill like me, and it's only my beginning. Bars are heavier than Arnold when he was lifting. Was never gifted, had to work hard for everything in my existence. Never needed a pussy's assistance, just to go the distance. Always was persistent, even when my friends remained so distant. Reppin' the 630 first, time to spit a dirty verse. But how I'm the illest and sickest kid to murder verse, then revive it and kill it again for a 30 verse. Come with the proper cadence and tone, so you know it surely works. Okay. Now whenever I grab mics, I'm destined to snatch lights. It'll be a bad night for you if you don't start to act right. Yeah. Your spirit's glass like you wake easy from a cat fight. From words that never sat right, I can't stress it enough when I say I rap
like no one out there. I rap like no one out there.
It's like I'm celibate, rapping for the hell of it. I pound the beat, that's about a buck 50. Noobs are delicate, there may be to my definite, the delegates for ripping elements, eloquent versus getting passed down in last will and testaments. Rhyme tunes getting turned to heirlooms, I spit truths. Rappers full of crap like spare rooms, bunch of hoarders. I'm crossing bare lines of borders, rhyme marauders, bring the slaughter type of authors. I'm out for change like a pocket full of quarters, but my aim's out of range like my people at the caucus. So we strain to maintain, some rely on what they taught us. You must learn to escape from staying pauper. The task can seem enormous, so we break it in chunks to make it seem sweeter. Still we take it out of the
I rap like no one out there can fuck with me. I rap like no one out there can fuck with me.
And I'm different different from anybody spitting shit. You see me in the distance, then you better get to sprinting. You got a lot of balls, who the fuck do you be kidding? You a pussy, finna call 12 and give a fucking written testimony, stitch ass punk bitch. I'm never phony, aiming for the stars, but don't think I'm gon' forget my homies. I'm riding shoddy cause I'm too damn faded. I'm so numb, I can't help it, I'm just too damn jaded. Burning lots of piff, these novices is nothing. They ain't got the grit to drop some shit, they front and say something. All of your shots I stay ducking. If you think that you can fuck with the guard, you straight bugging. This practice, bitch, the facts is this. I'm putting pretty actresses down on mattresses. Get back to this shit where the raps is lit. If the track is sick, I attack the shit.
I rap like no one else did.
The fuck am I supposed to survive a time when guys are too quick to pulling out a nine, thinking it'll solve every problem they get to drinking a bottle when they drive or even smoke just to catch a vibe? Getting high just to get by when they get depressed, upset when you're right, you cry when getting too stressed. You give and you try, but why when life tends to get the best of a mind without a rhyme or reason to put this to the test? But I can understand it, been on the roller coaster, shit had me up in a panic. I've been just like the planet, going crazy and always acting manic, hating every situation without seeing the entire panoramic. You who would've knew it started from within, had a few patients, but they were wearing thin. Suicidal thoughts had me trapped up in the pen until I gathered them up and released it all with the pen. But the light will shine for a better tomorrow, so don't sit and paddle, wash away in your sorrow. All you gotta do is learn how to ride, you'll never finish the journey if you don't try. The light will shine for a better tomorrow, so don't sit and paddle, wash away in your sorrow. All you gotta do is learn how to ride, you'll never finish the journey if you don't try. Now you see life is hard and filled with many challenges, but it's our self-talk that does the most damages. What we say about ourselves really does matter, and if you keep it the wrong speech, your self-esteem will shatter. So our thoughts through the soul, the wisdom makes us old. The words we use is what we usually hold. I chisel my stone when I'm alone, I think I'm a piece of shit, but my friends always thought of me as gold. Never able to see cause my vision was impaired. I'm talking of walls, I felt like no one was ever there. Even when they were, this feeling of hurt had me in the air, just to throw me down into the pit of despair. But deep down I know this won't be everlasting. My head is one big soul contraption. As I'm grabbing the key, I'm only asking to reach. Get through gas and breathe, just to act in my lead. Cause the light will shine for a better tomorrow, so don't sit and paddle, wash away in your sorrow. All you gotta do is learn how to ride, you'll never finish the journey if you don't try. The light will shine for a better tomorrow, so don't sit and paddle, wash away in your sorrow. All you gotta do is learn how to ride, you'll never finish the journey if you don't try. Some say love is the strongest drug of them all, but I believe it's our beliefs that can make us fall. Cause it's those negative thoughts that toss us in the halls within closing walls just to make us feel so small. Against the demons, even though the light keeps us even through the cracks. Demon on your back when you're feeling weak on the weekend. Embrace the light when you're weak and hope fades away. How can a tree grow when it lays in the shade? Pain takes the days cause it rains and it rains and it pours just a little more till you suffocate. Then it breaks your restraint cause you're sick of feeling down. Days from the angst as you get up off the ground. After being shoved, it's finally your chance to take the round. So make your rounds after your leaps and bounds, to not allow another clown to ever doubt a word that's coming out your mouth. But if you never got lost, your path wouldn't be found. I'm saying, the light will shine for a better tomorrow, so don't sit and paddle, wash away in your sorrow. All you gotta do is learn how to ride, you'll never finish the journey if you don't try. The light will shine for a better tomorrow, so don't sit and paddle, wash away in your sorrow. All you gotta do is learn how to ride, you'll never finish the journey if you don't try. How the fuck am I supposed to survive a time when guys are too quick to
pulling out a nine, thinking it'll solve every problem. They get to drinking a bottle when they drive or even smoke just to catch a vibe. Getting high just to get by when they get depressed. Upset when you ride, you cry when getting too stressed. You give and you try, but why when life tends to get the best of a mind without a rhyme or reason to put this to the test? But I can understand it. Been on the roller coaster, shit had me up in a panic. I've been just like the planet, going crazy and always acting manic, hating every situation without seeing the entire panoramic. You who would've knew it started from within. Had a few patients, but they were wearing thin. Suicidal thoughts had me trapped up in the pen until I gathered them up and released it all with the pen. But the light will shine for a better tomorrow. So don't sit and paddle, wash away in your sorrows. All you gotta do is learn how to ride. You'll never finish the journey if you don't try. The light will shine for a better tomorrow. So don't sit and paddle, wash away in your sorrow. All you gotta do is learn how to ride. You'll never finish the journey if you don't try. Now you see life is hard and filled with many challenges, but it's our self-talk that does the most damages. What we say about ourselves really does matter. And if you keep it the wrong speech, your self-esteem will shatter. So our thoughts through the soul, the wisdom makes us old. The words we use is what we usually hold. I chisel my stone when I'm alone. I think I'm a piece of shit, but my friends always thought of me as gold. Never able to see cause my vision was impaired. I'm talking of walls, I felt like no one was ever there. Even when they were, this feeling of hurt had me in the air, just to throw me down into this pit of despair. But deep down I know this won't be everlasting. My head is one big soft contraption. As I'm grabbing the key, I'm only asking to reach. Kids with gas in the breeze, just to act in my lead. Cause the light will shine for a better tomorrow. So don't sit and paddle, wash away in your sorrow. All you gotta do is learn how to ride. You'll never finish the journey if you don't try. The light will shine for a better tomorrow. So don't sit and paddle, wash away in your sorrow. All you gotta do is learn how to ride. You'll never finish the journey if you don't try. Some say love is the strongest drug of them all, but I believe it's our beliefs that can make us fall. Cause it's those negative thoughts that toss us in the halls within closing walls just to make us feel so small. Against our demons, even though the light keeps us even through the cracks. Demon on your back when you're feeling bleak on the weekend. Embrace the light when you're weak and hope fades away. How can a tree grow when it lays in the shade? Pain takes the days cause it rains and it pours just a little more till you suffocate. Then it breaks your restraint cause you're sick of feeling down. Days from the angst as you get up off the ground. After being shoved, it's finally your chance to take the round. So make your rounds after your leaps and bounds. To not allow another clown to ever doubt a word that's coming out your mouth. But if you never got lost, your path wouldn't be found. I'm saying the light will shine for a better tomorrow. So don't sit and paddle, wash away in your sorrow. All you gotta do is learn how to ride. You'll never finish the journey if you don't try. The light will shine for a better tomorrow. So don't sit and paddle, wash away in your sorrow. All you gotta do is learn how to ride. You'll never finish the journey if you don't try.
Yeah, we are episode 525 of an exclusive interview of Off the Cuff Radio. I'm your host, King Eric, the Media Assassin, and this show is sponsored by DaVinci Clothing, Cocaine, and Buddy Boy Entertainment, Fleetwood and the Cop Pickers, Jesse Boutique, Core Financial, and oh man, we got a dope show lined up, man. This up and coming artists is on the line right now. Big shout out to MJ for making this happen. Very talented individual for what I observed for the tracks that I played. And he got some projects lined up. We're going to talk to him about his new albums. We're going to talk about what he has going on for the third and fourth. Any videos, any visuals, singles, you name it. Let's all welcome LJS to the show, man. What's good, man? Welcome to Off the Cuff Radio.
Hey man, what's up? I wanna apologize for calling in late. I just had to deal with some family stuff. But yeah, man, thank you for having me.
Hey man, don't feel bad, man. It was a prompt to myself. I didn't know we were gonna ever get this thing going, but you know, we do what we do for the culture, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man, 100%.
Definitely, man. We appreciate you joining us, man. So to start this thing off, first of all, I just want to know, man, we are in the third quarter right now, going on to the fourth. Tell us what you got going on.
Mainly just, you know, working on singles and stuff. working on ideas for another album. Maybe that's kind of where it's at. Probably doing features here and there. You know, but mainly trying to figure out what I want to do with my next single, or, you know, what I want to do, or what I want to shoot for my next album.
Right, now this one here, what's the title again? Is it The Better Tomorrow?
The song that just played?
No, the new joint that you about to put out.
I haven't really figured out what I want to put out yet. I got a few lined up. But Audio Psychosis is the most recent that just came out. That was my EP and stuff. I had 5 songs on it. It was Verbal Psychosis, Hate You. I think it was, then it was Rap Like, Be Careful Who You Trust, and We Up.
Yeah, that's what it is, man. And you know, I was listening to some of your stuff, right? And first thing that I got to appreciate is the fact that you one of the newcomers that's coming out there, you bringing bars back into the equation. Like, you know what I'm saying? You bringing lyrical wordplay, man. Do you see that as coming back into the forefront within hip-hop today?
I mean, I see a lot of drill artists or mumble rappers, and, you know, nothing against them, because I don't really believe in hating anybody or, like, you know, disliking somebody for what they do. But, you know, it's just a lot of, what I'm finding is it's a lot of, like, Cat in the Hat rhymes here and there, or a lot of people would say the same stuff. And I remember back in the old school, it'd be different. Like, you were not allowed to copy someone's style. You were not allowed to copy someone's bar. You were not allowed to do that. So, you know, when I rap, I kind of try to bring originality to it. And I've always loved lyricism as well. In any song I heard, whether it's rap or any other genre, I've always loved to hear lyricism.
So, yeah, man, you know, when you crafted your style, man, like, what's the writing process like when it comes to you really putting songs together and really, you know, making records? Like, what is your writing process like?
To be honest, it's a lot of thinking. You know, there's times where I'll like freestyle something for a verse, or, you know, quickly jot something down. But most of the times it's taking the time out to write, after hearing the beat a few times. And then after I finish like the first verse or the first part of the song, after I finish, whether it's the hook, the bridge, or the verse, I normally take three to five days and just not listen to the beat, not look back on what I wrote, and just kind of like out of sight, out of mind. So I just totally discard the song. And then after those 3 or 5 days, when I clear my head, I go back to it with an open mind, and I try to copy the flow. And if I like the flow, and if I don't mess up, then I'm normally keep it. But if I don't like something in it, I'll either change a line, or I'll just end up scrapping the entire verse.
Yeah, because I could tell, man, like, you know, a lot of lyricists, they put a lot of within their thought pattern, and it takes a lot, because, you know, people brag today about going into the booth and just freestyling the whole thing and just leaving. And you could tell, because, you know, some records sound like trash. But when you're really going in there, and you crafting that, and you putting your rhythm pattern together, then it's like creating a painting, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's how I view it. You know, I don't really see the necessity to finish a song in 10 minutes, or I don't really see it being like, you know, because anybody can finish a song in 5 minutes, you know, and then put some money behind it and say, oh, it's a good song. But then, you know, you get those actual critics that know music or that has studied music for a while, and it's like, well, you know, it could have been a lot better if you just put some thought into it. So I always like to put that extra thought into it. Some people say I think too much, which, you know, I can't disagree, because I do find myself thinking too much about it. But I always felt like the more I think about it, the better it could be.
You know, it's crazy, man, because, you know, a lot of the greats go through that thought process. And it looks perfect. It can look perfect to the average eye, but with you, it seems like you have the perfectionist mindset. You know what I mean? Like, you want to make sure this whole thing is perfect. Like, anybody else can look at it and be like, yeah, this thing is dope. It's dope. But you like, I could have said this line right there, or I could have put that bridge there a little better. You know, sometimes we be in our own heads as creatives.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I mean, my producer can vouch for it, too. Like, sometimes we'll be recording, and I'll finish it, and he's like, yo, it sounds great. And then, like, a few days later, or, like, maybe a week later after listening to it a bunch of times, I'll be like, yo, I need to go back, and I just need to fix this one up because, you know, I think one line I had in one song was nobody would ever love him. But instead, I wanted to say no one will ever love him. This way, the flow is on point, or it sounds on point. That song's not released yet, but I plan on releasing it shortly in the future. But, you know, it's, like, it's crazy because the outside of you is like, no, it's good. But then it's always the person making it that always has that adjustment. And then it's kind of like, you know, it's kind of like, am I doing it too much, or am I actually seeing it through, if that makes sense?
Oh, it makes a lot of sense because, you know, we as content creators ourselves, they kind of, we have a relation when it comes to artists and their artistry because we sometimes get caught up in our own head.
Mm. Yeah, no, it's...
But then... Sorry about that. That was technical difficulties, but we back at it. We back at it. Off the Cuff Radio, live and direct.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, going back to your background, man. We're gonna talk about your background, man. Like, first of all, tell us everybody where you're from, man.
Man, I'm from Patchogue, Long Island. You know, Long Island, New York, to be exact. And you know, it's like it's a nice little town, you know. But I guess just like everywhere, it has its struggles here and there with different spots. But it's cool. It's not too bad.
And how did you get into hip-hop, man?
I remember, my mom and dad introduced me to hip-hop at the age of 5 with the Slim Shady LP. That was the first thing of hip-hop I ever heard. And then, you know, as time went on, hip-hop, like, hit a different kind of emotion that I didn't realize I had and stuff with different songs. So it was kind of like, you know, it was kind of easy getting into it. And then I would freestyle here and there at lunch. I never thought I was good, but my friends thought I was decent. And eventually, you know, I had an ex-girlfriend that really pissed me off one day. And I kind of just released a diss track against her. And then that's kind of what, like, jump-started the whole rapper thing. Yeah.
Yeah, you kind of got it from Tim, right? You know, the joint that Eminem put out, the Bonnie and Clyde 97. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Got pissed off and threw in the trunk and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah. Started rapping to Haley and shit. Oh, yeah. That is a good song. So I haven't heard that song in a while.
I'm glad you brought that up, man, because, you know, the Slim Shady EP LP was probably one of the most creative albums ever because you got songs like Brain Damage, Guilty Conscience, As the World Turns. He was on another zone with that.
Oh, man, even Bad Meets Evil. Bad Meets Evil is one of my favorite songs on that LP. Just, like, the way him and Royce da 5'9" constructed that song was just unbelievable.
Yeah. Even the song, even the goofy songs, it had a little edge. Like, It Ain't My Fault. See, what was dope about him, he brought a lot of bars and punchlines into the equation with dark humor in it. And it was kind of what was needed at the time.
Yeah. Yeah, it was definitely, I wasn't old enough to understand rap. Because I think that album came out before I was born. But, from what I heard, yeah, I'm only 21. I'm like a young gun. You know, like, from what I heard from other people, it was kind of like, you know, when the Slim Shady LP came out, I was like, what the hell is this? And then the Marshall Mathers LP came out, and it was like, damn. It kind of like, from what I heard and what I've seen on, like, the internet, you know, don't quote me on this because I'm not, I wasn't really around that time, but it kind of like changed the game of hip-hop.
It did. It did. It did in a lot of ways, man, because it brought Dr. Dre back into the forefront because he was going through a slump. It gave him that creative edge back, and it and that album also changed Eminem's life. And he also was powerful enough. He brought lyricism into the mix as well. Like, he brought the cartoon comedy flavor, but he also brought dark humor into hip-hop as well. Like, he was able to to blend all those worlds.
Yeah, that is true. He's one of my favorite artists.
Now, you know, also listening to your music, man, has you ever got comparisons, like how you sound like him? Because there was instances I was like, yo, you sound just like the Prime M. I'm just saying that because
bit.
I was like, hold on. Yeah, because I was like, hold on, let me listen to this again.
Thank you. Here and there people would say it. And I remember when I first started, I did not want to sound like him at all, just because it was you know, I don't want to be known as like a stan or like a copycat Eminem, or, you know, I just don't believe in taking someone's style, because he worked his ass off to be where he's at right now, and you know, I never wanted to steal anybody's style or sound like anybody, and then so for a while it kind of put me in a writing slump, and then I forgot exactly who I talked to, but I talked to somebody about it, and they were telling me, like, you know, everyone gets their inspiration from somewhere. So it's okay if you sound like it. Just don't exactly copy what he does. Because at the end of the day, he was a huge inspiration of mine. He still is, to be honest. So I try my hardest to not sound like him, but I guess at times it'll come out.
Yeah, it kind of did, though. I'm not going to lie. I'm like, I'm going to be honest, man, because, you know, we follow this like a sport. And I'll be like, give him the piece this man is working on, man, and he'll be in a better place. I mean, he already solidified, don't get twisted. But, you know, there'll be some times where we, like, you got to give us the production value. You got to give us the hard-knock beats, like the rap over. But he's already solidified in a way, so he's like, okay, I'm just doing this for the sport. I'm just doing this for the fun. But if I was his A&R, I would have been like, look, man, take the beat that my man here rapping over, and you murder those. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, I know exactly what you mean. Yeah, because even there's some songs out here by him, like, it's still good. Lyrically, it's still amazing, but it doesn't have that same impact as, like, the Marshall Mathers LP, if that makes sense. Like, I feel like in the older days, he had more of that impact where it was like, damn. Like, all right, I feel you. And then now it's kind of like, you know, I still feel you, but it's not that damn, it's not that impact, if that makes sense.
Not that punch. And, you know, it's also like this, though, man. It's like a lot of, it's kind of like how a lot of prize fighters is, man. They, as soon as they win that championship and they get introduced to a new form of life, you don't really hear that hunger in their music no more.
Yeah. That is true. That is very true.
Yeah, because Mike Tyson said it best. He said that I couldn't remain hungry when I'm sleeping in satin sheets every day. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah,
that philosophy mirrors in a lot of ways with also a lot of legendary acts. So, if Eminem, if you listen to this show, man, we'll give you those beats to rap on.
Oh, 100%.
For real. But going back to you, man, tell us about the Better Tomorrow EP that you dropped. And, like, what was the concept behind that?
So right before that, right after it, my house had caught on fire. But even before my house, the shit with my house, it was like, I really wanted to give people hope. You know, like, I'm finding now in today's day and age that hope is very, like, hard to find. It's getting harder and harder to find hope. And I kind of wrote that as like, you know, just keep your head up. Just wait for the next day. And if tomorrow's bad, just wait for the next day. Because at the end of the day, it will get better. We just don't know when. And that's, you know, I always found that the beauty of life. You know, the unknown is what makes life worth living. So the whole point of that was to kind of just try to open up people's eyes and minds to, you know, like, just get through the day. That's all you got to do. Just take it, you know, almost like a recovery mindset, like one day at a time.
Yeah. And you have a plan on shooting a visual for that anytime soon?
I was thinking about it, but I'm not, like, I was never 100% certain about it. I was thinking about it. I'm not exactly sure because, you know, I'm pretty sure I'm not the only one, but, like, you know, finances and stuff. So it's kind of like, sometimes it's kind of tough getting, like, visuals and stuff.
Yeah, especially when you're doing it hands in hand and you're doing it independently. People don't understand this stuff costs. Creating this art costs. That's why we be putting the Cash App on the bottom of the damn shows and stuff. Like, man, come on.
Yeah, oh, 100%. And, like, even before I did this, I never understood how much really went into this. And not even financially, but just, like, time-consuming energy. Like, it takes up a whole lot. And it's, like, you know, at the end of the day, I love it. I wouldn't trade it. I wouldn't trade it for the world. I love it. But it definitely costs a lot.
And you know, in this game, man, it could suck the life out of it. You know what I mean? It could really drain the fun out of it. Just, you know, just going through the business ethics of everything. Like, what keeps you motivated to keep doing this? Like, what keeps that fire, you know?
Honestly, just writing. Just like getting my emotions out or my feelings out. You know what I mean? I mainly do this. At the end of the day, I do it for me. You know, I do it because I love it. And, but the goal, the overall goal is to help somebody who feels like me, if that makes sense. You know, I do it to keep myself sane, but I also do it to try to bring hope to others to anyone who ever felt like me. Like, you know, just backed in the corner and really no escape from life.
Absolutely, man, because, you know, you need that uplifting music in this day and age because the world was going through a treacherous stage. You know, with all this stuff that's happening every day, we're more inclined with information than ever, but at the same time, people are more holding on less to hope. So when you put good music out like that, that's bringing that balance back. Because, you know, all the world is sunshine and rainbows.
Yeah, yeah. I wish it was, but unfortunately, it don't work like that.
Yeah, especially independent artists on the come up, like young guys that's coming up. See, honestly, man, that keeps us motivated because we always looking for the new hungry acts, you know, the new hungry talent that's really got a voice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, 100%. You know, I always hope to. One thing I hope for is, like, you know, my music sounds good to me. And I kind of, like, with me, it's kind of like I've accepted, like, it's going to go where it's going to go as long as I put my best foot forward. So whenever I make something, I always try to sound hungry or, you know, I try to just give it my best effort.
You know, now I ask every artist that I have on the show this question here. Like, what is the story behind your stage name?
So growing up, I was always called LJ or Little Joe. But I never wanted to be associated with the little artist. You know what I mean? I didn't want to have the Lil as my name. So I kind of just put LJS. And then it's Joe Stacy's is, you know, kind of my name. But yeah, that's always been my nickname growing up, LJ. So I kind of just put the S at the end to just try to make it original.
That That's what it is, man, because you got to find ways to stand out in the sea of the clones. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. 100%.
Now, another thing I want to ask you, too, and I also ask this to a lot of artists, too, is stage performances and connecting with your audience, man. Like, have you ever been through that stage where you really out there performing your songs and you really feeling that energy yet?
To be honest, it was, if anything, I would say one time, but even then, it was kind of like, it was kind of hard to feel the audience, you know, I did the song Verbal Psychosis, and a lot of people don't understand that doing that song in one breath is extremely hard. And I didn't feel like I got the energy I deserved, but I don't like saying that because I never want to sound like I'm entitled or I feel entitled, because at the end of the day, no one's really entitled for nothing. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, I look at it as it is what it is. You know, I know one day I'll get, I'll feel the energy from the crowd and stuff.
Yeah, and also, too, man, tell artists that's listening to this show. So, you know, we have a lot of artists listening. Tell them about, it's challenging at times to maintain your stage presence, because stage presence, that takes a lot of breath control, memorizing your songs, measuring the crowd. That's the key testament of really breaking out. And also, you got to go through that stage where sometimes they just might just throw shit at you. Like, they just boo you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, thankfully, I never had anything thrown at me. But, you know, one thing that one thing that keeps me cool and calm is, you know, I like to say a prayer right before I get on. That's one thing. Another thing is, you know, before I go on, I'll sing my own song in my head a cappella, and even try to, like, if I hear another beat on, I'll try to sing my song to another beat with the same flow and everything, and just try to match it up. This way, when I get on stage, I know I'll be good. And then, you know, and even when you mess up, because, you know, that's one of those things that might happen, and it's, you know, it's okay to mess up, but you just kind of try to go over it, or, like, you know, try to hide it. Or maybe if you have someone up there as a hype man, try to have your hype man like jump in or whatever, or like give you a little break to breathe. But yeah, kind of just like zone out, like, you know, look at the crowd and see what they're doing. And if they're not giving you the energy you want, then kind of just like push them to the side and just do your own thing. You know, as long as you're having fun up there, the crowd's going to join with you.
Absolutely, because we're living in a time and age where now technology done took over in a real crazy matter where we won't even, ourselves won't mentally prepare for it. Like, you even got robots and fucking rappers, you know what I mean? So it's kind of hard to really picture where this thing is going. So with us trying to build a base, we got to do it through technology, you know what I mean? And tell us the importance of our social media presence. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man, I'm gonna be honest. I'm probably not the best to talk about it, just because I'm not big on social media. But music wise, definitely, you have to be engaged as a musical artist, or really any artist. You know, whether it's drawing or music or whatever you do, social media is huge. Like, it really is. It took over a lot. And even if you don't like it, you kind of have to push through it and kind of just make posts and stuff. I mean, I won't lie, I need to get better at it. You kind of just gotta just push through it. And, you know, you don't have to tell your whole life story on social media, but, you know, kind of just, just put whatever you're working on and just try to stay relevant, if that makes sense.
That make a whole lot of sense, man. It's just, I think what it is too, if an artist and their music is dope and they use it specifically for music and music only, they'll really build a base faster. Because, you know, we got a lot of people doing too many shenanigans anyway for attention. So sometimes people just want the music. The music got to tell the story.
Oh, 100%. You know, and I mean, I will never do this, but I personally don't like seeing the TikTok videos of people playing their own songs. And, like, you know, it's stage when somebody else is playing it, and it's like, oh, you know this song?
Yeah.
And the guy's like, oh, yeah, it's so-and-so. And he's like, that's me. Oh, no way. It's like, dude, shut up. Like, that whole thing is stage, bro. Like, just be real with it. You know, like, make, you know, dance to it, if anything. Like, have someone dance to it. Don't go through this whole idiocracy of setting up a whole stage and video for that when you could have done that for a music video.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
And sort of, too, the way it's looking with social media, it has its pros and cons like everything in life. In ways, it cheapens a lot of people's music. But at the same time, it also depends on your type of, if you're that type of artist. Like, if you're an artist that's, like, put out a lot of party music or you put out a lot of melodic music, that's good. That's your flavor. Like, you know, that can catch on because, but for strictly bars, it's going to be a little catch you can.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, you look at all the greats. A lot of the greats don't have they have big followers. You don't see them posting. Like, you see Kendrick Lamar. You see J. Cole. You see Drake. What's his name? Eminem. Eminem don't follow nobody on social media. And you see what the numbers he's doing.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's definitely crazy. I mean, I'm pretty sure some of them have, like managers for it, or, like, somebody else does their social media for them. Because I remember seeing a post where it was, like, Eminem's first actual tweet, and, like, it was some random shit or whatever. It's like, oh, I'm finally using Twitter. And then he stuck up the middle finger or something. And it was, like, it was kind of, like, amusing because it was, like, his first actual tweet doing it himself. But, yeah, I think they have someone manage, like, doing it for them. I think. I'm not 100% sure.
See, it is, though, man. A lot of these guys need it. But some of these dudes are getting all a lot of lines. Like, y'all be interrogating yourselves. Y'all incriminating yourselves. Y'all be doing all types of wild stuff. Y'all need to get a manager.
Oh, 100%.
Like, 100%. I be telling them, like, look, man, they got to take your phone away, bro.
Yeah, the shit you see on social media is wild nowadays.
Man, it's Crash TV. But see, it ain't even Crash TV no more, man, because it goes 24/7 every time you scroll.
Yeah. Yeah.
But just like we was building on, man, like, you at the end of the day, you can't really depend on it. But your music, as long as your music brings life and it inspires, you'll go far. Now, has anybody, like, any fans in particular have, you know, complimented you on a lot of the singles, most notably A Better Tomorrow?
Actually, yeah. I remember the first week I dropped it, I was kind of getting discouraged a little bit because usually I don't look at views and I don't look at who's listening. I don't pay attention to that stuff. I don't know how many people listen to my songs. I don't know how many plays it got, to be honest. But the one time I checked, and it was a week after I dropped A Better Tomorrow, and it wasn't really doing what I expected. And, you know, I didn't expect a whole lot, but I expected, like, a good amount. And I kind of got discouraged. But, like, a day or two later, one of my good friends from high school, we don't really talk now, but, you know, the friendship's always there. We can, like, pick up wherever. He had texted me about the song, and he's like, yo, I just listened to your song, and I want you to know that, you know, it just helped me get through today. I really needed to hear something like that, and I got a lot going on, but I just want to thank you for putting that song out. And that, like, that made my month. That made my entire month, just seeing that and hearing that, and it kind of brought the motivation back. Not that it ever left, but it was one of those, you know, it was one of those discouraging moments that I feel like everybody goes through.
Yeah.
You know, so that really, you know, that really touched my heart.
That's what it is, man. And that's what I tell people, man. You put out music that has meaning, that has merit, and relatable, it's going to catch fire. It's going to, because, you know, there's more people going, there's more people doing bad than good out here. So any type of realism music is going to hit that person.
Yeah, and that's what I believe. I always believe in keeping it real.
Most death, man, and let people know that you get that Vivo channel out there. You heard it first on Off the Cuff Radio, man. This man is pressed for greatness.
Yeah, thank you, my man. Thank you.
Thank you, man. Now, you know, we about to wrap this thing up shortly, man, because, you know, you got things to do. But tell us where we can find you on social media, like your Instagram, your Twitter, your YouTube, all that stuff.
Yeah, so, you know, my Instagram is LJS Official. My Twitter is LJS Official 1. My YouTube is LJS. I'm pretty sure if you look me up, I'm one of the first names to pop up. You know, you can look up Verbal Psychosis on YouTube. The, you know, the whole music video will pop out. And on Facebook, if you guys want to reach me, it's Joseph Stacy. So, yeah, that's pretty much it.
Most definitely, man. I'm going to hit you with the follow after the show, man. So you just follow us back. We're going to be pushing that line for you, man. And, you know, big shout out to MJ for making this interview happen. Thank you for bringing us a lot of these talented up-and-comers. One of the best to do it.
Thank you, my man. Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, man, you enjoy your night, man. We got to get up out of here. Big shout out to you, man. You keep doing what you do. The interview will be up probably this week. And we're going to hit you. We're going to keep pushing this line for the culture.
All right. Thank you, my man. Have a good night.
All right, man. On that note, we up out of here. Catch us this Friday night. We're going to be having Black Sea with the RBL Posse on, keeping it Bay Area. We out of here.